This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is my friend Mitchell Levy. Mitchell is the CEO of Happy About, and you can find him at happyabout.com. Mitchell, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Mark, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, my pleasure. We're going to be talking about Mitchell, who doesn't have anything directly or indirectly really to do with the government market. But what Mitchell does is run a publish on demand shop. So, Mitchell, before we roll here, let's get a little background on exactly what publish on demand is.
Absolutely. So there's a difference between the word self-publishing and publish on demand. And in a lot of cases, the technology is the same. But what we are as a publisher, well, first let's talk about self-publishing. There are a number of places you can go if you want to publish a book.
Well, you know, my first two books were self.
Yeah, so. Whether it's an e-book or a physical book, there are things you could do yourself, or you could even go to a more traditional printer and print it. What publishers do is they help to some extent on the marketing. They certainly help set up good distribution. They also vet the content. What POD or print on demand does, and the way we use our services, is we can do quicker time to market. You know, when you're going through a more traditional publisher, what you end up doing is you end up spending a lot more money as a publisher because you're doing larger print runs to bring your unit volume down. With a POD shop, you can print a quantity of one as economically, typically, as a quantity of 100 or 1,000. Clearly, when you do larger volumes, the price goes down, but the cost of one is relatively small. So as a POD shop, one of the services we offer our authors is we're just quick time to market. And at some point in time, we'll talk about the book. We started, wrote, finished, and had copies available in 5 weeks from beginning to end.
Bingo. Yeah, and frankly, you know, if we'd have known each other back in 05, you'd have been my first publisher. Because, you know, I got to tell you, self-publishing is an extraordinary time eater. It eats a fair amount of money, depending, because you're paying for the entire process as the author. You're paying for the layout, the design, the book cover, the actual printing, and then you have to warehouse and distribute and all of that stuff. So it is not an inexpensive process.
So. Yeah, and I think Mark, what the reason why Mark says this, and we've gotten to be highly aligned and a much closer friendship, is what we think about is I don't think about being a book publisher. I think about being a partner to each and every one of my authors. Right? So if you're going to self-publish, you own everything. You know, all the items Mark mentioned. If you're going to go with a POD shop or a company like ours, what we do is you could still have your ideas, you could execute and implement your ideas. Just that all that mundane publishing stuff that goes on in the back end, we've got 31 steps, we've got 21 marketing items, all of those steps and processes, we just do all that for you. So it just makes your ability to execute ideas that much greater.
Right, and it frees you up to actually do some publicity for your book.
So. The important stuff.
Yeah, you know, make money for both sides of the equation. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But let's get into number one, why people might want to do a book. My main reason back with government marketing best practices is I really wanted to differentiate who I was in the market. So I know you've got number one, a ton of authors. So let's hear some ideas from Mitchell Levy.
So we we have over 130 books that we've published. And what we're looking for is we're looking for an expert in the field, a business professional who's writing a book, whose book will help them drive more business. So it's pretty simple. If this book turns out to be one of the best business cards you've ever created, then you're the type of author we're interested in, because that's what the book does. The book instantly makes you credible. We have a lot of really fun stories. We have a book called 42 Rules of Cold Calling Execs. Marianne Vanella, who's a expert helping companies figure out how to do cold calling, when we signed the contract, she sent an email out to her mailing list saying, hey, guess what? We just signed a contract with a publisher. We're going to publish a book. She picked up two new clients.
Boom.
Because she was an author. In the same book series, 42 Rules of Marketing, Laura Lowell's a marketing expert. She purchased 250 copies of her book. She had FedEx and USPS envelopes already pre-labeled. She had personalized notes inside the envelopes. The books came in. She stuffed the envelopes. She sent them out. Within 3 weeks, she tripled her income. And this is because people who, she was an expert before.
Marianne,
she didn't change.
Marianne Vanella, right?
Yeah, well, that one was Laura Lowell.
Laura Lowell
tripled her income. And so what happens is all of a sudden people look at you differently. I often look at somebody with a book having the word author behind your name. Now, once again, this is not... this doesn't always apply to self-published books, because that's, typically the media, the first thing they ask you if you have a book, is it self-published? It doesn't necessarily apply to e-books. But if you have a book to your name, I look at it as the same as having a PhD. People look at you as an expert in a topic. And it's really fascinating. They don't actually necessarily need to read your book. In a lot of cases, just having your book sitting on their desk, when it comes time to them looking for an expert, all of a sudden they see you, they think of you fondly, and they give you a call.
You know, I have a peel and stick label that I put on copies of best practices, and it's when you want or when you need the best, hire the guy that wrote the book.
Perfect.
and I do exactly that. You know, I send it out to people that I want to do business with. I put a couple other things in there, usually an audio program of some sort, and just let it fly. And it works. You know, Bob Bly, you know Bob, don't you?
Yeah.
Bob tells a story where, somebody from IBM called him in the 90s, and he had just done one of his 70-some-odd books on direct marketing. The guy said, why should I hire you over all these other guys? And Bob said, let me send you a copy. It's Thursday. I'll overnight you a copy of my book. Take a look at it this weekend, and, maybe we'll chat next week if you're interested. And the guy called him Monday, gave him the contract. Boom.
Amazing.
It works. It's a major differentiator. You mentioned the 42 rules thing. We could start talking about this now if you want. We kind of met. I found out about you guys because of Jason Alba's book, because it was written about on LinkedIn. And Jason's book is I'm on LinkedIn, Now What? Which is literally a place where thousands, if not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people have found themselves over the year. I'm here. What's happening?
Right. Yeah, I just looked at the stats yesterday because we were oogling the 500 million users of Facebook. There are apparently 70 million users of LinkedIn, which is still pretty significant.
Right. And well, the cool thing there is they're all business.
Exactly.
But you did a book after we chatted a bit regarding Jason's book. You did a book called 42 Rules for Driving Success with Books, which is pretty darn cool.
This is Mark. This was interesting. I'll tell you a story behind the book. I don't know if I told you this one before.
Hold the story. We'll break a little early and come back. My guest is Mitchell Levy. He is CEO of Happy About. You can find him at happyabout.com.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Arink. The Defense Department says an investigation has identified dozens of members of the military and defense contractors, including some with top-level security clearances, as being involved in child pornography. The information is of concern because many of the individuals would have access to the nation's most heavily guarded secrets. Among those implicated in the probe were individuals tied to the National Reconnaissance Office and the National Security Agency. I'm J.J. Green.
Can you imagine the number of frequent flyer miles you could earn for a flight that's nearly 30,000 miles long? Airink can. Airink supported the U.S. Air Force's C-5 aircraft modernization program by leading a test flight that flew through the Arctic cold in Alaska to the desert heat in Australia. The C-5 is 40 years old and is one of the largest aircraft in the world. Log on to ARINC.com to learn more.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
Video teleconferencing solutions are changing the way people communicate by breaking down walls and enabling face-to-face communication regardless of distance or environment. Tanberg, now a part of Cisco, developed Break Down the Walls to provide a window into the ways government, education, and healthcare organizations are using VTC solutions to help them operate more effectively and efficiently, and the ways video solutions can be used to address challenges facing public sector organizations today. Learn more at breakdownthewalls.com.
Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Good, thanks. I'm just getting ready for our summer vacation.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm a little worried about recent crime stories I've heard and whether or not the house will be safe.
I felt that way, too, until we switched to Ackerman Security Systems.
Ackerman?
Yeah, not only is it one of the largest security companies in the country with more than 40 years' experience, but when you switch to Ackerman, you pay just $18.95 a month.
$18.95?
That's right. Also, there's no cost to switch, and you can use your existing equipment. Turns out peace of mind can come at a reasonable price.
Whether you want a new system with the latest technology or you want to switch to reliable monitoring for just $18.95 a month, call 1-888-999-1070. That's 1-888-999-1070. Or visit AckermanSecurity.com. Join the more than 180,000 people who enjoy peace of mind with Ackerman. And as an added bonus for federal employees, when you make the switch, the first 4 months of your home monitoring service are free.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest is Mitchell Levy of HappyAbout.com. Mitchell, the story about your the 42 rules for driving success with books, please.
So, you know, at this stage, I've published, I think, 11 different books in my career. Could be 13. I got to recount that. But about 2-3 years ago, I was part of a CEO networking group, you know, where CEOs get together and they bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah, sort of like Vistage or something.
Exactly. I've been one of the companies I run on the side is a group where we've been doing that for the last 10 years.
Cool.
And so I basically pitched the idea, and one of the issues is I had at that time, I think we had 50 authors and 50 books, so we were doing good at picking up authors. But we hadn't picked up enough corporations, and that's really where my company's real benefit is. Not only can we help authors, but we can also help corporations create series of books, and we've got a bunch of corporations we're working with now. And so I pitched to the team, okay, listen, I'm making the headways, I'm doing great on authors, what do I do? And authors was largely word of mouth, and various forums I participated in. And then all of a sudden, I said, what should I do? And of course, they looked at me, and that's when the aha moment came. And I said, Mitchell, why don't you write a book on how easy it is and what the benefits are of writing a book? And that was the, you know, the VA commercials where you smack your head. This was the, oh, my God, yeah, of course. Why don't I? I've never, you know, of all the books, at that time, I think I had written 7 books. But I did not have a book that was really marketing fodder for my company.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book series that I decided to write in is the 42 Rules series. What's nice about that series it really is comprised of 42 500-word articles. You know, so it's fairly easy to structure and put your arms around. And so what I did is I actually made a call on two different aliases. One was Harrow, Peter Shankman's helper reporter out.
Yep.
The other was Profnet. And these are both places
Dan
where...
Dan Journal's gig.
Yeah. Well, Dan definitely has a piece of that.
Yeah.
But the overall company, you know, these are places where reporters go to ask for experts to help them comment on stories.
Right.
I ended up, so I put out a request. I needed 42 stories.
How many did you get?
And I got 60 responses.
Oh, that's all? Wow.
Well, you know, I was very happy with that because, you know, you have to say no. Only saying no 20 times wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Now, what was really fascinating, there were some people who I absolutely want to spend time and talk with. So J. Conrad Levinson, the father of guerrilla marketing.
Right.
Marshall Goldsmith, the number one CEO coach in the world, and a handful of others. I actually did one-on-one interviews. You know, I asked for 45 minutes of their time. I got it. I wrote the, you know, the 500-word story. I developed some great bonding with them, and both people I've subsequently done books with both partners.
Cool.
You know, other people like yourself and many others basically submitted a story, and then I had a chance to talk with them. One of your buddies, Liz Goodgold.
Yep.
Liz, you know, submitted a story. She had a publisher at the time, and so we talked for a half hour, and we just said, you know, and she goes, oh, you know, I probably would have used you if I didn't have this existing publisher, blah, blah, blah. About 2 years later, I get this frantic call from Liz. And it was simply, you know, my publisher hasn't made a couple of the deadlines. You are going to publish my book, aren't you? And, you know, this is the power of writing a book. Because she was in the book that I wrote, because we had, in this case, it was just a half hour of talking, but because we got to connect and bond, when the opportunity to have that service was needed, when she really needed a publisher, there was no question on business model. There was no question on, you know, reselling. It was simply, you're the guy. You're the firm. And so that's really the power of books. I remember there's a number of good stories in there.
Let's mention her book, Red Fire Branding.
Oh, absolutely. And about 2 months ago, we just released Red Fire Branding in a hard copy format. And it's a good book for individuals and companies that are looking to figure out how to brand themselves in today's world.
She's really good at that, and I like her a lot because I'm in that one too. But it really is a good book. And oddly enough, I believe I met her through either Harrow or Profnet as well.
that wouldn't surprise me.
We ended up connecting on LinkedIn, and you've got a variety, you know, not just Jason's stuff, but a variety of stuff out there on social networking. And I'm working my way through two of the ebook versions. Now, they're great stuff, man.
Oh, it really, we have some really nice books on the social networking. So if you went to happyabout.com, on the homepage there's a number of different buttons, but we've got 30-ish books on various social networking topics.
Yeah, just click on the book categories thing and you know, the Think Aha, which we'll get to later on, the phone app, 42 rules, you know, you've got a button just for social networking. You click through there and you've got, you know, like 16, 12, 18 books on networking, plus some coming up. Hello.
So here's the thing that's interesting. Our thought process as a publisher, you know, there's some publishers, and you know the names, and I don't need to pronounce who they are, who, when they do a book on the topic, they want to be the be-all, end-all. The book is 300 pages. It takes the author 1,000 hours to write. It's very painful to do, and if you're lucky, they sell enough copies to break even and people make money. And if you're lucky, the author may make a little bit money on top of the advance, but typically they don't make any more than the advance. With Happy About It, we have...
Don't tell me that.
You're a good marketer, my friend. You do other things. You do direct sales, which really do help your bottom line.
Right.
With Happy About or brands or Think Aha, Superstar Press, 42 Rules, with our books, we're really looking for point of view books. So it's 100 to 125 pages on a particular point of view. So it's Jason Alba's view on using LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Chris Muccio, who did a book, 42 Rules for 24-Hour Success on LinkedIn. It's Chris Muccio's view on LinkedIn. You know, we've got Janet Fouts, who did a book called Social Media Success. So Janet Fouts' view on using LinkedIn and other social media tools.
I'm reading that one.
You know, I reread that on my recent holiday and thought, holy cow, it really helped set a new social media strategy for me.
Yeah, and I don't know how you came up with a cover for that one, but it's almost like a Where's Waldo kind of thing. You know, it's Social Media Success. Janet Fouts, it's a huge crowd picture with this little circle in the middle of, here's the one you need to meet. Very cool.
Yeah, it's so... You know, what's interesting is for those that are listening, you have an expertise. And that expertise is something that can be easily created in a book, whether it's a more traditional book, 100, 125 pages or 300 pages. Most people don't have time to write one of those. 42 Rules, there's, 42 500-word articles, or Think Aha, we haven't talked about that yet, but...
We'll get there.
We'll get there. And so when you put your words down in a book, or even if you wanted to have somebody ghostwrite it for you, if you have somebody go in and write your words down on a book, all of a sudden you have this asset. And when you go and meet people, or even before meeting people, you do a mailing campaign and you mail your book to the right people, all of a sudden... Your respect differs. You know, they look at you in a way where all of a sudden, as opposed to the 3 years and, a couple hundred K you spend for a PhD, this could be the 42 Rules book I wrote took me 50 hours.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that book brought in a little over $150,000 of indirect revenue for me. Based on partnerships and people that I met that are now business customers and partners with me that weren't before. And that's what books do for you.
Well, it does. And, a couple quick things here. I spoke in North Carolina a month ago. The people who put on the event bought copies of best practices for all the attenders. I got to tell you, as a speaker, there's absolutely nothing like having everybody in a venue walking around with a copy of your book to make you feel at home.
So cool.
it really is. And it was just a lot of fun. But, I've been telling, clients, especially small business clients for a year, you have to differentiate yourself. You have to study your niche. You have to, and this gets to your point, you have to develop a point of view of your own on your niche and then clearly enunciate it. And this is what starts differentiating. And when you put a book on top of that, you've got icing on the cake. We're going to take a break. My guest is Mitchell Levy, CEO of Happy About. Happy About is a publish-on-demand company. You can find them at happyabout.com. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing a couple other really, really cool things that Happy About does that people don't see, and that includes the Think Aha. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Ability One program creates jobs for people who are blind or have significant disabilities without cost to taxpaying citizens. People like Ronald at Travis Air Force Base.
My job makes me feel proud. I'm serving my country and also helping others that I work with.
Nearly 70% of people with significant disabilities are without jobs. That number may not surprise you unless you know that these individuals are willing and able to work. Find out more at AbilityOne.org.
Make your dollar go further at Nationals Park this summer. It's the Nats and Phillies Friday, July 30th through Sunday, August 1st. The best pregame happy hour in town is at the Miller Lite Scoreboard Walk Bar with $5 Miller products, music, games, and more Friday and Saturday. The first 15,000 fans Saturday receive a coveted Niger Morgan bobblehead presented by PNC Bank. And Sunday is Family Fun Day. Go to Nationals.com or call 888-632-NATS.
Time and money. Midas wants to save you both. Come in for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $24.99. That's an oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $24.99. Surprised? Don't be. Helping you save time and money. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes, and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Neil Asbury, host of The Neil Asbury Show. Please join me and my guests each week as we discuss the importance of international trade, entrepreneurialism, small business ownership, job creation, and the American dream.
The Neil Asbury Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Federal News Radio. The Neil Asbury Show is sponsored by AIT Worldwide Logistics, Yoakum Shore and Trossaven, and WTS Withers Worldwide Transportation Systems.
Quitting for baby's sake. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Quitting smoking is one of the best things a pregnant smoker can do, and a study at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention underlines the importance by documenting what can happen if the mother keeps smoking. The review of national data found smoking caused up to 8% of premature births and up to 19% of cases of term low birth weight. The researchers also link smoking with up to 7% of deaths related to premature births and up to 34% of cases of sudden infant death syndrome. Researcher Patricia Dietz.
Smoking is a very well-established cause of restricting fetal growth during pregnancy and also shortening the length of pregnancy.
The study was in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest is my friend Mitchell Levy of Happy About. You can find him at happyabout.com. Mitchell, let's talk about some of the successes you've had, some of your better sellers, and some of your new releases, because you've got some neat stuff cooking, man.
we have some fun books. I think our number one, well, actually number one and number two books of all time. I'm on LinkedIn Now What, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
That's our number one bestseller. We've done real well on that, and we haven't made this clear yet. All of our books are also available on all the ebook platforms.
Right. Oh yeah.
The iPad. Yes. You know, the Kindle. Kindle's a great seller for us. The Sony Reader. The Barnes and Noble book.
Let's also hit on this. These books are not expensive. The ebook versions are usually somewhere between $7 and $12, which is absolutely wonderful. And the hard copies are, you know, like under 20. So yep. Wow.
So those are our two best. Actually, that was one. The second one, Scrappy Project Management. This is an author by the name of Kimberly Weifling, and uh-huh. Kimberly is she does 70 to 80% of her time she's in Japan, sort of like a Deming type person, where okay. she's teaching the Japanese on how to think creatively and think, you know, be outside the box and to get projects done, but do them in the way that works, not necessarily the way that fits culture. So that's Scrappy Project Management. We have a couple interesting books that I'll talk about three, and then we'll talk about one of my funnest. We have two books, one called Get Out of the Way, and the second one called Agile Product Excellence.
The Out of the Way book is the one with, like, the raft on the cover, right?
And it's written by John Levy, although no relation to me. Yeah, it's a whitewater rafting, a raft on the cover, and it's a great book for looking at managers of products. You know, if you're developing products or developing, you know, people, it's how do you get out of the way and let your people be effective. So it's a very nice management book. And then we have another one for product developers called Agile Project Product Management, mm-hmm. and that's written by Greg Cohn. And those books just recently came out, and it's we had a meeting recently where I organized a group of people, and I had both of those authors speak. And one of the things that we do in our it was through Meetup, so we had a bunch of people. I think we had 28 people show up. And what was nice, Mark, is everyone in attendance got a copy of the book. As part of attending the event, you get a copy.
Bingo.
And I do agree with you. There
yeah.
is nothing like, as an author, walking around and having people bump into you and say, hey, can you sign my book? And they're all carrying your book with you. It's very cool stuff.
It really is.
Let me tell you about, I've got two other books. One is we recently picked up, there's a company called Synopsys. They're a $1.5 billion EDA firm. And we now run Synopsys Business Press. So we're going to be doing four books this year with them. The first book we did, which is certainly applicable to the government market, it is called The 10 Commandments for Effective Standards.
Cool.
And it's a really, once again, it's a shorter book, 120 pages, and it's how to do standards properly. But it's tongue in cheek, as you can tell from the from the title.
Mm-hmm.
And what Synopsys is using this for is they're going to be doing four books with us, and they're using it to help increase the brand awareness of some of their employees. So imagine if you're sitting on IEEE meetings with Karen Bartelson, the author of this book. She comes in and gives you a book which tells you how to some of her tips and tricks for being effective on standards bodies. I mean, what do you think of Karen and what do you think of Synopsys? Because you're getting this book for, as sort of a freebie, a premium. And it really does make a difference. So that's what Synopsys is doing today. And we've got, keep your eyes out for books. We've got a Think Aha book on standards. We're also going to do a book with them called Geek to Geek Marketing. Which is really where they, think about it. That's how they do their marketing, right?
Yeah.
They're going after geeks. So, anyhow, that'll be a fun book.
You got to wear a pocket protector, right?
Actually, that's a great cover. We got to have a guy with a pocket protector on the cover.
And horn rim.
So the one of the other books I want to talk about is called The 2010 Unofficial Voter's Guide. And there are
I actually bought this one.
Did you? Okay, well, and you spent a lot of time reading it.
Yeah, oh, tons.
The subtitle is Everything Anyone Running for Office Wants, Knows About You. And then you open the book, open up the book, and the inside of the book is intentionally left blank.
100 blank pages.
100 white pages of everything your politician knows about you.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great book to help, share with your friends, because it's just fun to, you always get the big smile when somebody opens this up. We list it at $12.99. It's on Amazon and other locations. But I think this would be a great book to send to your favorite politician as well.
I think so. There's just so much volume out there, and nobody's doing anything.
You can tell we're both laughing just talking about it. This week I stood up in front of the group and I said, "Hey, what about this?" And everyone started laughing. So it's a fun book, and it's red, white, and blue. It's got a nice flag color on the front.
It's right on the front page of your thing there. But let's before this segment ends, let's move to the Think Aha, because this is really pretty cool stuff that you've. I don't mean to take you away from politics, but let's. Because we have other things to talk about. So Think Aha, tell me how this started.
So, a friend of mine, what I often do, and I'm always looking for partners, is I find somebody who has a vision or a passion along a particular topic, and then we get together as a partner and we create a book series together. So the 42 Rules series is with Laura Lowell. I've got a Scrappy About series. We've got a book coming out called Scrappy Channel Management, and that's with Kimberly Riefling. It turns out one of my long-term friends, Raju Sethi, came to me and said, hey, let's do a book on that really is comprised of tweets. And so, you know, the first one came out. We didn't quite know what we were going to do with it, and we just thought we would take 140 tweets, you know, Twitter-sized comments and put them in a book and see what happens. And it turns out we got remarkable acceptance of that as a book. So, we formatted it. It's still a 100-page book. And all of a sudden we thought, well, let's try a couple others. And what's interesting, and so we have a book, we did actually do a book with Marshall Goldsmith called Mojo Tweet. We've got a book on leadership from Kevin Eikenberry called Leadership Tweet. We just did, by the way, I got to send this to you, we did a book called Book Title Tweet.
I was wondering about that one. I just saw that. That's the
next time you're going to do a book, you got to read this one ahead of time because it's Roger's part of the Jay Conrad Levinson's guerrilla marketing and he does a ton of support and consulting on helping develop titles, and now we got a book. And now what's interesting is these are context sensitive reads. So what it's 140 quotes on a particular topic. And I can tell you who my audience isn't. Okay, my audience are not really kids or a younger generation because they don't have enough context to really grab the meaning of what the quote is saying. My audience is also not the 60 plus, because what happens is when you have more time on your hands, you don't want to read a book that can take you 15 minutes to read. My audience is the generation today who has no time for books, but really still wants to learn some significant knowledge. And so I actually read the book Leadership Tweet once a month. And what happens is the context in which I'm reading it changes. The people who are working for me have changed because I've influenced them differently. Who I am, what I do has changed. I could swear the last time I read it, there were tweets in this book that hadn't been there before. And obviously that's not true.
Right.
But it's the context in which I read them, the aha moment for me, and that's what these books are. They have 140 aha moments. And so it really is a great opportunity. So, your ability to write is quicker, your ability to read is quicker, the ability to reach your audience is quicker. So I love this book series. We've got, I think, 17 books now in this book series. One of the recent deals we closed is we're writing a book for a company that wants to establish thought leadership. We also did a deal with a billboard company. So we're actually going to be taking his book and advertising on it a billboard for 3 months and doing lead gen. So we're largely going to say on the billboard, you want this book for free, do the following. And so, it's just playing around with different ways to help companies and authors be successful. And the Think Aha series is a great way. And then do we have time to talk about the Think Aha iPhone app?
We're going to talk about that when we come back. Okay. My guest is Mitchell Levy. He is CEO of Happy About. You can find him at happyabout.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the iPhone apps, which is a very, very cool thing. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Arming your home security system gives you peace of mind. But are you paying $30, $40, $50 or more in home monitoring fees? Switch to Ackerman Security Systems and pay just $18.95 a month, and there's no cost to switch. Why Ackerman? Ackerman has over 40 years of industry-leading experience. Ackerman monitors your home from its UL and CSAA 5 Diamond Certified Monitoring Center. Ackerman was recently recognized as the National Dealer of the Year from over 30,000 companies. Get the most qualified professionals monitoring your home for just $18.95 per month. And Ackerman offers the latest technology, including wireless monitoring. Over 180,000 people enjoy peace of mind with Ackerman. Federal employees call today and get 4 months of basic monitoring free when you switch or start service. Call 888-999-1070, 888-999-1070, or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
GSA's Federal Acquisition Service wants to be able to change on a dime. Elizabeth Del Negro, the CIO of FAS, describes how they're going about this.
We're working on a strategy right now of how we're going to approach that. So we're already working on bringing tools in. For instance, we put up the Better Buy Wiki so that we can comment on some of the acquisitions out there. GSA as a whole is bringing in tools like IdeaScale that we will be trying to access and use as well.
CIOs and IT directors, are you paying for capacity services that you're not using? Take a good look at your capacity services contract, and next time, make sure you're not signing just another lease. Ask the experts. Vion Corporation. You can create a plan so that you only pay for what you use. When your job is on the line with data storage decisions, that's the way to go. With a 30-year partnership, Vion and Hitachi Data Systems have been bringing you innovative technologies with integrity and quality service. Visit Vion.com to learn more. That's Vion.com.
The Federal News Radio Community Spotlight for July is the Lupus Foundation of America. More than 80,000 people in the greater D.C. area have lupus, and most are women. Lupus is a chronic, life-threatening autoimmune disease with no known cure. The expanded Lupus Foundation of America, D.C., Maryland, Virginia chapter offers many free services, such as support groups and workshops, to help patients live life to the fullest. To learn more, visit federalnewsradio.com. Community Spotlight is brought to you by Ackerman Security Systems.
Federal News Radio now has an iPhone app where you can listen to Federal News Radio, read Mike Causey's daily columns, and listen to interviews from all of your favorite shows on demand, like The Federal Drive, The Dora Beck Insider, In Depth, and Your Turn. Stay on top of the latest news affecting the federal government and contracting community, all from the palm of your hand. And the best part? It's free and easy. Just go to the App Store and search for Federal News Radio.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest is Mitchell Levy. He is CEO of Happy About, a publish-on-demand publisher. Mitchell, let's give me a couple of, before we migrate to the apps, give me a couple of the quotes from leadership, please.
So it's interesting. As I was saying before the break, the book Leadership Tweet from Kevin Eikenberry, I read it once a month just to help me continue to be a better leader. And Kevin uses the word, whenever you get an email from Kevin, at the end of the email, it says, you are remarkable. So it's one of his trademarks. So the word remarkable appears in a number of his tweets. But tweet number 56, remarkable leaders make others more successful. How are you making others great today? So, you know, you could just read that and go on to the next one. But I often, when I read that tweet, I'll sit back and I'll think for 5 or 10 minutes of what I've done for my people over the last month and who do I need to spend more time on and how do I make them better at what they're doing. The one right after that, remarkable leaders are planters. They plant ideas, people, and visions. What are you planting? So, I mean, these are just, you know, the types of things are phenomenal stories that help you sort of think through in short terms. So if you've never led before, the context in which that statement is made isn't going to help you. On the other hand, you know, if you read something like Remarkable Leaders Know That Serving Customers Is Everyone's Job, right? I mean, that you may have a story where you didn't serve a customer properly, or you did a great job serving a customer, but nobody knows about it. Right? So anyhow, I love these books, and this one in particular, because of their context sensitivity in terms of learning. Cool. We sort of look at them as the cliff notes of the 21st century.
Well, yeah, and we're talking sound bites here. When you say you read a book once a month, it doesn't mean you're sitting down to read War and Peace. It means you're sitting down to read a book that is short, that is extraordinarily thought-provoking, but, you know, you can read it truly a little bit at a time, and then, like you just said, sit there and ponder.
Or, if you really want to, really go through it quickly, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but still, you know, 15 minutes of valuable stuff.
But what's interesting is we have, with the Think Aha series, we actually have a iPhone, iPad app. And it's currently free. So if you've got an iPhone, iApp, go to the iTunes.
Currently.
I think I say to her currently, but the iPhone app I think will always be free.
Okay.
But what's also free at the moment, so this is and this will not last very long, is all the books we have on there are currently free. We just started phase two of the iPhone app development where we're actually hooking up the e-commerce engine.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point in time, in the not-too-distant future, you know, each of the books will run. In the iPhone version, it'll be $1.99 each because that's the right price. But at the moment, if you went and downloaded the Think Aha app off of the iTunes store, you could also pick up all of the books for free. And so there, you know, what's really interesting, the app basically, it's sort of like the Shake It app, you know, where you actually shake it up and get a random restaurant that's local.
Uh-huh.
In this case, you shake it up and say, either give me the next tweet or give me a random tweet. And so if you wanted to actually wake up every morning and get a tweet on a particular book or a random tweet from a number of different books, and just think about that one before you start your day, this is the right app for you.
That's very cool. It's making me think a lot, and we'll talk offline about what I'm thinking.
I like to do 5 or 10 Think Aha app only books with you, Mark. So not physical books, right? So you just do them on the ebook format.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's another way to take your expertise and drive them in another area. If not, you know, maybe we could crowdsource them and have other people do it. But I think in this space, the opportunity to have ebook-only books, and I don't think that, for traditional publishers, with those who are locked into traditional publishers with legal contracts, ebooks sometimes are not exactly the same thing as if you're doing physical books.
Right. Well, let's talk about the book side of this, because as you know, over the last couple of months, while you were on vacation, I aimed two people at you, both of whom are writing now, and I said, just do it, get it done, get it to Mitchell, how do people start the publishing process with Happy About?
So, if you go to our site, there is a pull-down tab that says want to write a book or want to contribute a book. And you could either do that and you get to fill in a form with your name and email address.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are 6 questions that we ask prospective authors. So we don't, we don't need a full-blown publishing, book proposal. Some of the traditional publishers want you to write almost as many words as exist in one of our books to actually create a book proposal. For us, you'd be done with the book and deliver it. So we have 6 questions, and so whether or not you pick them up off the website or send an email to info@happyabout.info, send an email for there asking for the 6 questions, and take your time, fill them out, and I guarantee that either myself or somebody from my company will spend time with you talking about your book, and really what we're going to do, we're going to talk about you and your book, and my guarantee is regardless of whether or not it makes sense for us to publish it for you, these questions you're going to need to answer either way.
Yeah.
And we will at least give you the respect of telling you we don't want to publish your book if we're not interested. And I think, I had to tell you this story, and I won't tell you the author name, but one of my authors submitted a book proposal to, one of the big publishers.
Right.
And after a year of sending emails, making phone calls, never getting responses, she came to me, said, "Hey, Mitchell, can we, you're interested." So 4 months later, her book was on the marketplace. It was in Business Week. It was in Women's Day. She was the person establishing her space as the expert, quoted in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, blah, blah, blah. And, she had remarkable success for a year. And about a year, maybe a little bit over a year after we published the book, and she had all these accolades, and we also sold the foreign rights of her book to a couple of different markets. So 2.5 years from the time in which she submitted her book proposal, a year and a couple months after I published a book and she got success, she got an official decline message from the New York publisher.
All right.
So trust us, we're a lot faster. You know, and that's the thing. Everyone who spends the time to submit a book needs to at least get feedback on why, in general, if you want to produce a book that's going to help your business be more successful, we'd be interested in talking to you.
There you go. Mitchell, I really appreciate your time today. You can find Mitchell at happyabout.com and happyabout.info. Right.
And absolutely, they both redirect. Or thinkaha.com if you'd like our Think Aha books, or 42rules.com. And, you know, if you're a company or you want to do a series of books, we may actually end up creating a whole new brand of books under your brand, and we're interested in talking.
Well worth the effort, too. Mitchell, thanks. This is not my day job. If you need some of the most experienced marketing advice on B2G marketing and lead generation, give me a shout. You can find me at federaldirect.net. And remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center. With AmTower.
You've been listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
From this week on Agency of the Month, brought to you by Panasonic Solutions Company.
We speak about training with the Drug Enforcement Administration. If you want to work for them, you better be good with computers. Jeffrey Sweeten is the special agent in charge of training.
An agent 30 years ago that used a computer was an anomaly. Now, if you're not computer literate, you can't work for us. It just won't work. Our new agents and our diversion investigators are extremely prepared, often more prepared than the agents they're going to be joining, because they've gotten the most recent training on the most recent systems.
I'm Ruben Gomez.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Now's a great time to purchase the most reliable mobile computer in the industry. Make your budget dollars count with Panasonic ToughBook rugged and reliable mobile computers that won't let you down. Built with extreme quality control in Panasonic's factory, ToughBook computers consistently achieve industry-leading uptime. Simply put, they keep working. Panasonic ToughBook computers meet all your needs wherever your job takes you. Call 1-877-52-RUGGED for details.
Profile America, Monday, July 26th. The shape of the modern American military was cast on this date in 1947 when President Harry Truman signed the National Security Act. The Department of War was renamed the Department of Defense, and the secretaries of the Army and Navy were moved from the President's cabinet and placed under the Secretary of Defense. The same act created the U.S. Air Force, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the CIA, and the National Security Council. The Defense Department is one of the largest organizations in the world, with some 682,000 civilian employees. In addition, there are nearly 1.4 million military personnel on active duty in the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force. You can find these and more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
Save money at halfpriceec.com with half-price gift certificates to the area's best restaurants, stores, spas, and more.
This week, halfpriceec.com has half-price gift certificates to 23-year seafood veteran Chef Tony's, quality seafood, creative preparations, affordable prices.
Foxfire Grill, a family restaurant specializing in American cuisine and personalized service. And Studio 355 Hair and Day Spa in North Bethesda. Award-winning stylists combine cutting-edge style with relaxation.
See all the offers at halfpriceec.com.
Attention AFGE members, government, and military employees looking for a hassle-free way to buy a new computer, electronics, or home appliances. Purchasing Power allows you to get items such as Dell laptops, HP desktops, and Kenmore appliances through easy payroll deduction. Purchase any laptop from July 15th through August 15th and receive a free custom skin. Get started today. Log on to shoppurchasingpower.com. That's shoppurchasingpower.com.
AFGE members are eligible for a 6% members only discount.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WW.